everybody. Welcome back to My Subaru as we continue our journey through Psalm 23. And once again, I want to start from the beginning. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Now, first of all, a couple things come to mind with this last statement. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. First of all, the 1970s film Airplane, where I think it was Leslie Nielsen said, "Please don't call me Shirley." And then, goodness and mercy. My wife, we're actually considering naming our first two kids Goodness and Mercy, but we didn't want them to follow us all the rest of our days. So, now that that's out of the way, let's take a look at this passage and some of the key words. First of all, surely. This is the idea of confidence, of assurance. David is certain of this statement that he is about to make. And then he says, goodness and mercy. Think about those two things. Those are exactly what you and I need and want from God. We want his goodness. We want him to give us his grace and all the riches of his blessing and the abundance of his love. We deeply desire his goodness in our lives, and we need it. But we also desperately need his mercy. Goodness reminds me of the fact that God is foundationally and fundamentally good, and that God ultimately desires your good and my good. Here's a statement I heard recently, and I want you to listen to it carefully. God's goodness is not incompatible with your circumstances, whatever they may be, even if they are painful and difficult. God's goodness is not incompatible with your circumstances, even if your circumstances may be painful and difficult. And then mercy. Mercy is one of those Christian words that gets thrown around a lot, and it sometimes loses its teeth in terms of its meaning for us. Mercy is the idea of withholding what you and I deserve. You and I deserve God's wrath, but he gives us his mercy. And so put these two together, goodness and mercy. First of all, goodness is God giving us what we don't deserve. And mercy is God withholding from us what we do deserve. And then another thought, think about it, goodness and mercy, they are following you. Have you ever thought of God following you? I mean, we're told to follow God. Jesus invites disciples over and over and over, follow me, he says, follow me. And yet here we see a picture of God following you and following me. This word in the Hebrew is often translated as pursuing. And often in the context of pursuing to harm, David would have known what it would have been like to be pursued, to be chased, with harm intended on him. And yet he uses this word, but in the context of God pursuing him, chasing him, to give him goodness and mercy. It reminds me, and I don't remember who said it, but they described God as the hound of heaven. That God is tenacious in his pursuit. He is fierce in his love for you and I. And he chases us. He pursues us. He follows us, longing to give us his goodness and his mercy. Can you picture that? Can you accept that? Can you receive that today? That you have a God that is not only foundationally and fundamentally good, no matter what your circumstances might try to tell you, and that he is and has been all of your life pursuing you, following you, chasing you in order to pour out, in order to give you his goodness and his mercy. And you know, he pursues you for a very, very good reason. He pursues you because he loves you. That simple. He loves you as you are, not as you're supposed to be or as you ought to be or even as you would like to be. He loves you as you are. And he loves you too much to let you stay the way you are, and that's why he begins to work in your life, often through pain, often through difficulties, because he wants you to grow up in his love. See, God is not just a God who pardons you. He's not just a judge who gives you mercy. He is a shepherd king who pursues you, longing to give you his goodness and his mercy. And think about this final thought. The greatest gift that God ultimately gives you is not just forgiveness or pardon from your sins. That's important. He doesn't just give you good things in life, and that is important too. The greatest gift God has ever given you and I is the gift of himself. He is the treasure. He is the goodness. He is the mercy, and he gives himself to you. And so rest in that reality today. Let your heart soak it in. Let your mind dwell on and focus on that reality, and let it move you. Let it transform you. Let it compel you to become the person that not only he wants you to become, but that you want to become. God bless you guys, and we are really close to wrapping up Psalm 23. It might be one or two more days, and it has been such a joy for me to be with you. And if nobody's watching, if nobody's listening, this has benefited and blessed me just to be able to bring these mini devotions to you on a regular basis. So God bless you. Thank you, Stephen. You did an awesome job yesterday. Appreciate you so much. Can't wait for you to get back in town and start investing in the youth in San Lorenzo Valley. So bless you all. May God's peace bless you and be with you.